This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This week, the editors of the Journal of the American Medical Association called for a new independent office, separate from the FDA, to monitor drugs after they are on the market. To commentator Philip Hiltz, the recent spotlight on the FDA's approach to drug safety is long overdue.
To most people, the FDA is a black box. Fully formed decisions spring out of it directly into the news. But last Thursday, with Dr. David Graham's testimony and the FDA's harumphing rebuttal, we got a peek inside the box. We were hearing what you might hear if you sat in the corner as FDA doctors argued about what to do with a new drug that is both useful and dangerous at the same time. The problem with the recent hearings is that they are too rare. These debates need to be held in public and often. Hearings like this used to be routine, but it's been more than a decade since we've been treated to such shows on a regular basis. Teddy Roosevelt, who created the FDA after the era of the robber barons, would have approved such hearings. He said that if big companies continued as powerful and reckless as they had been during the robber baron years, there would be a revolt against capitalism itself. And he did not want that. Roosevelt thought business should be powerful, but businesses needed to be checked by some countervailing power, a power looking out for citizens' interests, thus the FDA. From the 1950s through the 1980s, Congress held hearings in a seemingly endless stream, subjecting the FDA to many versions of the same question. Are you keeping the public's safety in mind, or are you giving in too easily to the companies that want to sell these drugs? For most of its history, there has been a sense that the greatest danger with FDA is not that it will be too forceful in demanding safety. Rather, the danger is that this tiny agency will have trouble standing toe-to-toe with drug companies 10 times their size. From the beginning, 100 years ago, there was a fear that the FDA would be pulled, like a small satellite, into the crushing gravity of the giant food and pharmaceutical businesses. So month by month over the years, Congress kept calling the agency chiefs up to Capitol Hill to remind them that their mission was the public's health. In government parlance, this type of hearing is called oversight. Such hearings on food and drugs were once familiar, but in recent years, we have been busy wondering whether regulation or the FDA is needed at all. So last week, it was refreshing to see the FDA coming back to that uncomfortable place where it has lived for decades. In the public eye.
Philip Hiltz is the author of the book Protecting America's Health, the FDA, Business, and 100 Years of Regulation.